The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has a jar of peanut butter, and he's not afraid to use it. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, welcome to Hour 2. Now, listen, because some of you have been very, very bad, I've decided to punish you. I'm bringing John Zmirek on as my guest. John, have at it.
Hey, Eric, as I wrote in a recent column at stream.org, I know my role in the divine economy. I'm the wrath of God. I'm part of the Assyrians rumbling in the distance. I am the trumpet that announces the opening of the seventh seal. I am a refreshing shower of brimstone in everyone's life.
Cleansing, purgative shower of brimstone, the folks.
Ultimate spa treatment.
That's exactly the what final. John is. It's exfoliation to the point of death. Point of death.
Exfoliation, okay, so John, and incineration.
We have to joke because there's a lot of tough stuff out there that we're going to talk about today, you and I. But I think a lot of people tune into this program because we want to help them process what's going on. Yeah. So we don't have to talk about it right away, but I want to make it very clear. Nick Fuentes, bad.
This is an example of sloppiness and bad staffing in the Trump organization. Recently, Donald Trump had dinner with Kanye West. That's a mistake right there, okay? Kanye West, when he was preaching the gospel and leading powerful Christian services, there was hope that this man had had a profound conversion and might have a powerful impact on the culture. But you always be careful with zealous new converts. You don't let them take over. That's what happened among conservatives. We let the neoconservatives, a lot of them ex-communists, they came in, they were super smart, they were super articulate. We let them come into the movement. They took over and put America at war in the Middle East for 30 years. You don't let, if it's nice if the town hooker gets religion, but you let her be in the back for a while and really assimilate. You don't let her start preaching sermons right up top and take over the church's budget. Letting Kanye West be a major figure among conservatives and Christians was always dangerous because the guy's kind of like Elvis Presley, kind of like Michael Jackson, a super rich, super famous guy surrounded by yes men. Anybody who speaks realistically, tries to whisper truth in his ear, he will send them away. He has no restraining influences. So he's going to do and say crazy stuff like, apparently, Kanye is now endorsing the Black Hebrew Israelites. These are the people you see in Times Square with giant signs saying that Obama was literally the Antichrist and that Blacks are the real Jews. And that,
John, where did you? This is such bad news, and I feel bad. I listen. I love Kanye. He's a sweet soul, but he is clearly he's got issues, and he does not, just as you said, doesn't seem to have people around him to help him, to let him know, like, don't get near that. And by the way, don't say anything infinitely stupid like the Jews or anything. I mean, it's just so sick when people say stuff like that. It's astonishing to me. But tell me, when you say that he's affiliated himself on any level with the Black Israelites, who are insane people.
Yeah, they're the
people. How do you know that? How do you know that?
I saw something he had written on social media, and various people said, oh, he's recycling the ideas of the Black Hebrew Israelites. These are the people who scream at you on the street. They would gather across the street from my apartment in downtown Dallas, these big lowering guys looking threatening at any non-Black people who pass by, but also, to be fair, denouncing Obama and denouncing most Black leaders, too, as part of the satanic Jewish conspiracy. It's just crackpot madness, and we should be praying for anyone who's fallen to the clutches of this group. These were the people who were intimidating Nick Sandman and the pro-life students after the March for Life. That's what led to that whole video with the fake Indian elder banging a drum. That all came out of a confrontation between pro-life high school students and the Black Hebrew Israelites. So, of course, the local Catholic bishops side with the crackpot Black racists against their own students because, of course, that's what they do. They are sniveling cowards. Well, anyway, the point is, there's this guy, Nick Fuentes, who is a...
Wait. Before you get to that, I just want to clarify. So, recently, Kanye, who goes by the name Ye, by the way, I don't care. His name is Kanye West. So we're going to refer to him as Kanye West, and we're going to refer to Bruce Jenner as Bruce Jenner. Kanye, who I think is a really good guy, sometimes seems to go off the deep end. Recently, he's gone off the deep end again. He said some anti-Semitic things, horrible stuff. Trump never should have agreed to meet with him until he repented publicly of that specific thing that he said, whatever he said.
Never meet with him. If you've got somebody who once went out and said, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on the Jews, you just never meet with that guy, because even if he seems to repent, the next day you don't know what he's going to say. And if you're running for president, it's your job to protect your movement and your followers from the next crazy thing that Elvis or Michael Jackson or Kanye West is going to say.
Yeah, Michael Jackson is a model of sanity compared to what we're seeing from Kanye. But look, so mistake number one, having dinner with Kanye, ultimately, that was a mistake. But the bigger mistake, of course, is that Kanye is dragging along someone you've spoken about on this program who styles himself a Christian conservative, but whom you and I know to be wrong, to be bad, bad, bad news.
A nasty incel reminds me of the Joker on the TV show Gotham. This skinny little guy with a TV channel, encouraging his lonely basement dwelling 20-something followers to tribalism and hatred of different groups. And Nick Fuentes has built up a following, railing against Jews, blaming Jews for everything that the left does, joking, sneering at the Holocaust. It's just squalid. And I guess what it offends me most is he's stupid. He's got an IQ of like 90. It offends me to see somebody this dumb get a public following. It's like the way it offends me to see Brian Stelter on television. Like, what has happened to our country that this is what floats to the top of the bowl?
But if you are the President of the United States, or if you're running for President of the United States, and we say this to Donald Trump, you're going to have to be more careful, because the whole world is out to get you. I was very upset by this, that somehow he doesn't have people around him to protect him from somebody like a Nick Fuentes.
But that's, you know,
hugely unfortunate.
I was not surprised, because this is the man who gave us Nikki Haley, who in many ways is worse than Nick Fuentes. I just want to be clear. The Nikki Haley's of this world, Nikki Haley, who ran for governor of South Carolina, saying she would protect Confederate heritage, and then at the first opportunity, when some nutcase shot up a Black church, which was horrendous, she uses that to tear down all the Confederate heritage in the state. She calls America a racist country in her autobiography. This woman is not white, got elected to be governor of the first state of the Confederacy. That sounds like a country that has done a lot of work on racism. But no, she is a neoconservative of the kind that wants us to tear down our monuments, erase our history. She denounced Trump, compared him to the Nazis during the campaign. He appointed her to be our representative at the UN. He appointed all these neocons who knifed us in the back, all these rhinos. What is the common thread? Donald Trump exercises no prudence, no judgment, no forethought on who he appoints.
I just to defend Trump, that was 6 years ago before he understood. Look.
Has he ever admitted he made a mistake? No.
I don't know about that, actually.
You yourself said to me on the phone, Donald Trump is incapable of admitting he's made a mistake.
No, that's a real problem. He never does that, but that's a separate issue. Okay, we're going to break. When we come back, I will rebut John's wrong point.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Rick John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245.
Folks, welcome back. We're talking about crazy stuff. Crazy town, folks. Welcome to Crazy Town. I'm talking to John Smirek, trying to process the crazy. We were just talking about Donald Trump letting people into his life whom he ought not to let into his life. And I think he never admits he's made a mistake, or it's almost like a policy with him. Don't apologize. Most of which I agree with, actually, because in many cases, when you do that, people just attack you more. But I will say this. You have to consider to whom you're apologizing. If it's the woke mob that's slavering for blood, you let it go. But when it comes to the neocons that he appointed, this is 6 years ago. I don't believe he understood what he was facing. I don't think that he understood he's facing a deep state, a uniparty, people that are really basically against him. And they're kind of coming on board almost to manage him and to make sure he can't achieve his agenda. Yeah. And to some extent, he has spoken out against a number of them. But in any event, we have to go back to Nick Fuentes, because this is the other end of the spectrum. This is somebody that Trump never ought to have allowed to, have a photo op with him or dinner.
He needs to have a better filter. My fear is that this terrible mistake of inviting this pitiful incel weirdo, Nick Fuentes, that this will simply be used by the rhinos in his own entourage and family and circle, the rhinos who do surround him. This will be used to keep out real conservatives. So this will be used to limit the influence of somebody great like Steve Bannon or Mike Lindell or you, because this will get all, what this does is it feeds into the narrative that there's this dangerous far right movement out there. And we have to avoid being tarred by it, okay, Donald? We can't be tarred by association with this growing dangerous movement, none of which is true. Nick Fuentes is not leader of a dangerous movement. He is a cult figure for a small number of disaffected 20-year-olds with nothing better to do than watch videos that make Holocaust jokes, tasteless Holocaust jokes, and that sneer at people. It's just really just sad. Well, let's and it should not be taken seriously.
Let's say that he's immature. Nick Fuentes is that putting as kind a gloss on it as possible, as generous a gloss on it as possible. He's immature and he is unworthy of the president's time.
That's right.
So that was just unfortunate. And we have to be clear that someone with whom you and I are familiar, E. Michael Jones, who has written a number of good books. I knew him many years ago, literally 27 years ago. And he has kind of veered off. He was already veering off when I met him 27 years ago into genuine anti-Semitic crackpot stuff. And you were saying that Nick Fuentes follows him.
Nick Fuentes followers, they call themselves Groypers, show up at things like Turning Point USA during the question period. And then they start quoting E. Michael Jones, who wrote a literal 1,200-page book blaming the Jews, in quotes, for everything terrible that has happened since the crucifixion of Christ. Communism, pornography, abortion, capitalism too. Everything that might bother you on some level, everything we're unhappy with or that frustrates us, is somehow the fault of Jews.
27 years ago, I read some of E. Michael Jones's books. And again, this is what Nick Fuentes is kind of following, right? I read some of his books and he wrote one called Degenerate Moderns. Yeah. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
He wrote another one about architecture and another one, I forget, but brilliant stuff, right? And so I visited him in his home and I didn't see the anti-Semitic side of him until... right around that time, a friend of mine, Dr. Jeffrey Satinover, wrote a brilliant book. He is a genius psychiatrist. He has a degree in quantum physics, one of the smartest people I know, not a Christian, but he wrote an amazing book from the point of view of a psychiatrist who had dealt with people struggling with same-sex attraction. And it was really an amazing, amazing book. Satinover is the last name. And so I interviewed him and reviewed it ostensibly for E. Michael Jones's magazine. He hardly printed anything of what I wrote. He cut almost everything. And then he wrote a review that was effectively anti-Semitic. And I will never, ever, ever forget it. I read it and I thought, this can't be. This is the whole review of this great book, which was Homosexuality and the Politics of Truth by Jeff Satinover, hinged on really an anti-Semitic idea. And that's when I realized 27 years ago, I don't know that I can spend any more time with Michael Jones. All these years later, you're telling me Nick Fuentes, who just had dinner with the president, is following E. Michael Jones.
That's right. That's right. And I'll just explain briefly for your readers. Michael Jones is a theological Jew hater. He doesn't hate them racially. He doesn't believe in Nazi crackpot racialism. He believes that any one of the Jewish people who does not accept Jesus is the moral equivalent of the Sadducees. And that he takes literally the statement, "Let their blood be upon us and upon our children." He channels the old anti-Semitism of some of the church fathers and some people in the Middle Ages. He takes all that not as a historical tragedy and abuse, but as an authoritative part of the Christian tradition. And he describes the Jews who did not follow Jesus as the synagogue of Satan and the mystical body of Antichrist that has existed ever since the death of our Lord, and as a sort of satanic counter church. And so he blames Jews for pornography, even though the Marquis de Sade was not Jewish. And he blames them for abortion. Margaret Sanger was not Jewish. He manages to act as if the Jewish people, by not accepting Jesus, became Antichrist and are the thing we must counter and at the heart of everything evil that happens everywhere.
Okay. And folks, if you want to know, this is always fascinating to me. We were mentioning the Black Israelites who are insane. They are absolute anti-Semites, total anti-Semites. Nick Fuentes, who some people call a white supremacist, total anti-Semite. Anti-Semitism is so satanic that whenever you go, you know, over the edge into super crazy evil, you always bump into anti-Semitism. Yeah. If you want my view on anti-Semitism, read my biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, where I think I make pretty clear the Christian view of anti-Semitism.
What I guess what I want to point out to people, even if you don't want to think about the morality of anti-Semitism in the wake of something like the Holocaust, consider that being anti-Semitic is like getting a lobotomy for your movement. You're cutting off all the smartest people, but not, I don't just mean Jews. I mean people like you and I who are friendly with Jews, who grew up around Jews, who like Jewish people, who are attracted by the sophisticated, urbane, cosmopolitan culture that Jewish people tend to be involved with. We like all that. You're cutting us off too. None of us are going to have anything to do with you because you are programmatically and intentionally stupid and morally obtuse all at the same time. So bye-bye. So if you're talking about trying to create an effective conservative movement, don't cut off your frontal lobe by adopting stupid, crass, anti-Semitic idiocy. I don't know how to be any clearer.
It's unbelievable. Okay, lots more to talk about with you. We should probably shift to China.
Yes. Let's talk about mass genocide and evil totalitarian ideologies. Imagine if the Nazis had won the war and were still in power in Germany today. That's what we're talking about when we talk about the regime in China, which killed maybe 60 million of its own people under the Communist Party, which is still in power. Again, imagine you went to Berlin and there were swastikas everywhere. People were driving Volkswagens on the Autobahn with the swastikas on them. That's China. China is still ruled by a mass murderous, genocidal, totalitarian party that gave us COVID, that dumped a bioweapon on our country, either callously or intentionally. And then we imitated their totalitarian lockdown policies, their biological tyranny, their public health dictatorship. Now, the chicken, the General Tso's chicken is coming home to roost. I'm going to pause to let you all.
Excuse me. That was very nice. General Tso's chicken.
Coming home to roost.
Very nicely done.
The Chinese people are rebelling against their evil, demonic, stupid, incompetent totalitarian government in a way that the American voters didn't at the midterms.
Hold on. We need the background on this, folks. Yes. So we're going to go to a break. When we come back, John's going to explain what's been happening over the last couple of days. I want to remind you, folks, please go to ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for my newsletter. A lot of stuff going on that we can't share on this program. Don't forget metaxastalk.com, the CSI banner. Greatest gift you could conceivably ever give. Go to the CSI banner at metaxastalk.com. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. As hard as it may be for us to comprehend here in America, there are people in other parts of the world whose very lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. In fact, people are being enslaved for their faith. Some have been in bondage for 25 or 30 years. If you've been listening for any period of time, you know I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International, a ministry that sets these captives free. There are hundreds of thousands persecuted and enslaved in the Middle East. Together, we can literally buy their freedom and save the lives of some precious brothers and sisters this Christmas, giving them the joy and hope that we celebrate freely. For only $250, you can provide life-saving aid this Christmas. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide them with much-needed food, a goat, and other goods necessary for their very survival. These are brothers and sisters who are enslaved and fearing for their lives. Just $250. Maybe you can give more. Maybe a portion. Every gift helps. Imagine buying a fellow believer's freedom. Call 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Christian Solidarity, providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians for almost 40 years. 888-253-3522 or metaxastalk.com and click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Give someone the gift of their freedom for Christmas. Thank you. Folks, talking to John Zmirak. John, give us the background about why we're talking about China in case people haven't followed what is happening right now, like right now in China.
Okay. China is like one big blue state run by Democrats. If you imagine like New York or Wisconsin on a much grander scale and even a little more tyrannical than those states were during the COVID lockdown. The president of China, President Xi, is trying to revive purist Maoist communism as a tool for his own personal power. He has just changed the Chinese constitution so he can essentially be president for life. He wants to be the next Mao Zedong. He even banned the Winnie the Pooh books because he looks so much like Winnie the Pooh. The dissidents were posting pictures of Winnie the Pooh to make fun of Chairman Xi. So he outlaws all the Winnie the Pooh books in all of China. That's the kind of cult of personality we're dealing with. He decided to use COVID as a tool for personal power, exactly the way the Democrats did, the way Cuomo and Whitmer and Newsom did, as a way of rigging elections. Xi locked down the city of Shanghai. He announced what he called a zero COVID policy. In other words, nobody with COVID, we need to make sure nobody has COVID, even young people for whom it's not a problem, even middle-aged people just getting a little bit sick. You know, I got sick for 10 days, I got better. No, there must be zero COVID. So we must constantly test people. And then if one person in a whole apartment building shows a positive test, they lock everyone in their homes. Well, what happened in one city in China, they welded everyone into their homes. They welded shut the doors of this enormous apartment building and it caught fire and everybody died. Hundreds of people burned to death because they were welded in their homes because of the zero COVID policy. Effectively, it was like the nursing homes in New York State and Wisconsin and Michigan and Chicago and California. It was a death trap where people were set up to die because of a hysterical false narrative about COVID. Now the people of China are taking to the streets because they're sick of being locked down in the name of what they realize is a common cold that is only dangerous to really old and really sick people. They're sick of having their lives completely dominated by it. So the Chinese people right now are rising up with a courage that I wish more American voters had shown during the midterms, because we wouldn't even get off our butts to vote out the Democrats who terrorized us during the COVID panic. But these people are risking their lives. There are tanks coming after these people. It's not Brian Stelter saying nasty things about them on a TV show nobody watches. It's Chinese communist tanks coming after them. And these people are standing up. We've got a great piece at stream.org by our friend Jason Jones called "As China's People Rebel, Pope Francis Must Repent," because Pope Francis signed a kind of Hitler-Stalin pact with the Chinese government. He aligned the Vatican with China against the West in order to fight Donald Trump back in like 2017. He said the Chinese system is better than the American system because it's better for the climate. He denounced Trump over immigration. He didn't say anything about China locking 3 million Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps and working them as slaves. And the Vatican even did moral cover. You know that China makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year selling human organs on the black market, according to Forbes magazine. And I have links to that in my articles at the stream. Hundreds of millions making selling organs. Where does it get these organs? It cuts them out of the living bodies of Uyghur and Christian prisoners of conscience in concentration camps, just the way Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins cut organs out of live unborn babies for their experiments on COVID at the University of Pittsburgh with U.S. taxpayer funding. The Vatican spoke up and claimed that all these organs that China is selling were legitimately obtained, that people were lying about the poor Chinese communist government. The Vatican actually defends China. All this was supposed to stop the persecution of Christians in China. Instead, the persecutions have gotten worse. So at the stream, we're calling on Pope Francis to repent. I mean, sackcloth and ashes, kneeling in the snow, because he put himself on the side of the torturers and the murderers and the organ thieves of communist China. But he denounced people like Donald Trump for wanting to enforce our immigration laws.
John, who besides you is talking about this? Because part of the problem that we face, one of the biggest problems we face in our culture today, is the silence. So that when someone like you talks about this, people go, well, I'm not hearing that. And nobody covers it. The journalists don't cover it. Who else is covering this?
Steve Bannon talks about it every day at War Room. He gets great people. People like Elizabeth Eure, people like Stephen Mosher has a great book, The Bully of Asia, about how the current Chinese government is following the Nazi playbook in its rise to world power. Again, Jason Jones does a lot about it through his Vulnerable People Project. And I hope people will go to freeourbishops.com. It's a petition demanding the Chinese government set free the Catholic bishops it has imprisoned or disappeared.
Well, I was just, as I mentioned earlier in the program, I was just in Atlanta speaking at Michael Youssef's church. And I talk about this wherever I go, folks, that we are in a spiritual battle right now. We have to understand there are people all around the world suffering for lack of religious liberty, dying, and we in this country need to hold up the banner. Plenty more coming back with John Smirek. Don't go away.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, use promo code ERIC. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
Folks, I have the fun of talking to John Zmarek. It's not just fun. It's tremendously edifying as far as I'm concerned. Many of you, when I go places, I was just mentioning I was in Atlanta yesterday, come up to me in the book line and thank me for the program. And many say, thank you for John. And then they try to pronounce Zmirak. John, we just, but I just want you to know, so many people appreciate you being on this program.
Mine is the unpronounceable name. Once a year, one guy goes in a room by himself and pronounces my name correctly, but it's only on a very special feast day.
That's blasphemous and funny. Thank you very much. Okay, so
this is what
keep
I do.
Going. You've got more to talk about. Yeah.
All right. There are a couple of new important books out there that I think people should know about. Of course, one of them is Your Letter to the American Church. But I suspect that people watching the program or listening to your program have probably heard of it already. But it's an excellent book. I read it in one day. I know that must bother you because it took you probably 2 or 3 days to write it.
Yeah,
but okay, good. But I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Look, it's the shortest book I've ever written. And if you're the kind of a reader that you, John Zmirak, are, yes, you can read it in one day.
It's but very cogent and
take
very
a longer than that. Yeah,
it's very cogent and very powerful and worth mulling over and reflecting on. Another book I think people should be reading is The Devil's Triangle by Mark Judge. You need to get him on your program.
Oh, he's coming on this program. Mark Judge is coming on this program. He doesn't have Zoom capability, which makes things a little weird. But I got to tell you, I gave him a very strong endorsement for that book, and I can't wait to get him on this program.
Because he was one of the victims of the deep state. One of the people who, you know, oh, well, we're going to have to destroy a few innocents. It's expedient that one man should be destroyed for the sake of the many, as Caiaphas famously said. Mark Judge was the patsy. He was the drive-by victim of the attempt to slander Brett Kavanaugh via perjury. And I just want to be clear, Christine Blasey Ford, famous perjurer, and you should never mention her name without the word perjury because she committed perjury. And I hope Christine Blasey Ford sues me because I am saying she committed perjury, that she lied under oath and that none of the things she said about Brett Kavanaugh or Mark Judge were true because she was intentionally and culpably lying and she belongs in prison. Okay. This book is all about how our media enabled that perjury, those fake rape allegations that were weaponized against Brett Kavanaugh solely in order to keep abortion legal. Why should we be shocked that people who want to kill babies and make billions of dollars doing it might lie about a rape? I mean, that's like saying, oh, I know this guy is a mass murderer, but I can't believe he would go dancing on a Sunday. I can't believe he would violate the Sabbath that way. Of course, baby killers will lie because they are children of their father, the devil, who is a liar from the beginning. So when you think about the Democrats, remember that they are 100% pro-baby killing. They are the party of Moloch. Well, in his great book, The Devil's Triangle, Mark Judge talks about how our media have almost lockstep become a propaganda wing of Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, and even worse things like the monstrous transgender movement. Mark Judge was the victim. They took his autobiography of being an alcoholic in high school, and they used it as the story Bible for Christine Blasey Ford's perjury about Brett Kavanaugh. They made Mark Judge the eyewitness because in his first book, he had admitted to having memory lapses. So if he were called to testify in front of the Senate, he couldn't deny that Brett Kavanaugh had raped Christine Blasey Ford, or that he'd grown bat wings and flown around the room. He couldn't deny anything definitively.
Just like Grandpa Munster. I want to be clear. I saw that episode recently.
That's right.
A chilling episode of the Munsters.
So now,
you're going to mention another book as well.
Yes, we're about to get to that. So I tell people, get hold of The Devil's Triangle by Mark Judge. Here's another book, American Injustice by John Paul Mac Isaac. He is the guy, he just happened to run a laptop store. And Hunter Biden left his laptop there full of child pornography and proof of Chinese communist influence peddling at the highest levels of American government. And Hunter Biden, being the crackhead who sings Amazing Grace at your funeral, remember that great video? The crackhead forgot where he left his laptop, never went up to pick it up. John Paul Mac Isaac contacts the FBI. They act really shifty. They act like he's a criminal. He senses that they're going to hide the thing. So he makes a copy and sends it to Rudolph Giuliani. It goes public.
So he wrote a book.
Yes.
This is what I didn't know. I mean, I know the story.
You need to get him on. John Paul Mac Isaac.
American Injustice.
American Injustice. It's the story. The guy who was given Hunter Biden's laptop, gave it to Rudolph Giuliani, which is the only reason it has ever seen the light of day. You remember, when the FBI got it, they hid it in a sub-basement and pretended they didn't have it. They did not investigate it. They did not look into it. They did not treat it like a ticking time bomb the way they treat, I don't know, a mom at a PTA meeting who says she doesn't like Marxism. She is a national security threat. But the vice president's son working with Chinese communist spies and collecting child pornography and doing drugs on video, that we have to keep that secret, because that could be Russian disinformation. And remember our media colluding with the FBI to say that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation in order to help steal the election for the former Joe Biden. Well, they persecuted John Paul Mac Isaac. They destroyed his life. They picketed his business. He was threatened. He had to go and live in hiding under an assumed name. This guy, just like Mark Judge, he's a victim of our totalitarian system, a victim of the disgusting conspiratorial collusion of our corrupt Stasi media. American Injustice by John Paul Mac Isaac. It's actually sold on Amazon for the moment. I can't believe they haven't banned it yet. Get hold of that book, Mark Judge's book, Eric's book, and soon my book will be available. We could talk about that.
I can't wait till we get to talk about your book, John. There's a lot of good stuff out there. Obviously, Christmas is coming, and books make great gifts. I want to remind everybody, please go to Nutramedics.com, 35% off if you use the code ERIC, only for the rest of this month. John Zmirak, always a joy and an honor, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, folks, what a day. John Zmirak and Tim Tebow. I feel like, you know, there can't be another program on the planet where you would go from Tim Tebow to John Zmirak. Somehow I'm proud of my range, you know, like a shortstop. I got to say, now I want to remind everybody, we don't do this enough. Metaxastalk.com is the radio website. There's all kinds of stuff there that you can check out. I want to encourage you to go there for many reasons. First of all, we were talking about Christmas gifts. Now, by the way, there's all kinds of videos that are there. There's just all kinds of stuff there. You can listen to the program there. You can watch the program there. We often talk to our friends at Inspire Investors. There's usually a link there to find out what your money is actually invested in. There's a banner that says, what are you really invested in? Please go to that, because how you invest your money I cannot stress this enough. You have tremendous power, the power of the purse, how you spend your money, where you spend your money, and even more important, how you invest your money. A lot of us have money invested in 401k, whatever it is. You want to know you're invested with places that are not promoting abortion or pornography or whatever else it is. So that's in our friends at InspireAdvisors.com. Go to MetaxasTalk.com and you'll see what are you really invested in. When you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll also see the Metaxas store, which has, Alvin, we can get your signed books there.
Yeah. The only place to get my autographed Hamster Homes is at the store, at the shop Metaxas store.
Okay. And what I didn't know was that my books, autographed versions of my books, can also be found at MetaxasTalk.com. When you click on Metaxas store, you can get my books. You can get autographed versions of my books. I forgot that we had those there. So I want to encourage you to check that out. Donald Drains the Swamp. Donald Builds the Wall. If you want Eric Metaxas Show hats, who doesn't want that for Christmas? Or t-shirts, the mugs. These are like next level mugs. I'm actually a little bit shocked at how impressive they are. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, shop Metaxas, it's all there. It's unbelievable. I did not know this was there. This is what happens when you have several websites. So this is our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. And Alvin, the most important thing I got to say at the top of the page, when you go to MetaxasTalk.com, folks, you can click on the banner. This is unbelievable. Christian Solidarity International, okay? They are giving literally freedom. If you go there and you donate, you can free someone in southern Sudan. CSI has been working there since 1995. They understand how this works. They have freed thousands upon thousands of actual slaves. And I want to tell you, the greatest Christmas gift would be to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner at the top, and give to Christian Solidarity International. The idea that you are freeing a human being who has been enslaved for his or her faith in Jesus, and that you can work with Christian Solidarity. The one thing they can't do, folks, they need our money to do this, right? But they are on the ground. They're making this happen. Anything you give, I know that if you give $250, that actually frees a slave. Many of you can do this in the name of a relative or something. It's just the greatest imaginable gift, but you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Obviously it's tax deductible. All the details are there. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Again, that's our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. It's all there. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.